It's Marketplace Tech for January 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, confirmation hearings for Attorney General nominee Senator Jeff Sessions start in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. A lot of people in Silicon Valley will be watching the events in Washington, D.C. closely, in part because in a country known for its powerful tech industry and that industry's dominance around the world, new confirmations matter. Tony Rahm is senior tech reporter at Politico. Tony, thanks for chatting. Why is the tech world watching the confirmation hearing of Senator Sessions?
You know, the whole of Silicon Valley wants to know whether Jeff Sessions is going to be a friend or a foe if he's confirmed as Attorney General in Donald Trump's emerging administration. You know, Sessions, as a senator, has been pretty critical of some of the things that Silicon Valley cares about. You know, he's a pretty outspoken opponent of immigration reform, and he's criticized Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, for seeking to hire more foreign workers. And Sessions has split with Silicon Valley on issues when it comes to online privacy and privacy from law enforcement, trying to seek access to greater amounts of information.
We've got an idea of Sessions' position on privacy and encryption. He notably opposed Apple, right, when it fought with the FBI over getting into the San Bernardino attacker's iPhone.
Sessions takes the law enforcement side of the fight between national security and digital privacy. And just looking at some of Sessions' recent votes and his recent statements, you get a bit of a flavor as to where he stands. You know, when many in the Senate were debating the USA Freedom Act, that bill that overhauled the NSA and the rest of U.S. surveillance, Sessions broke with his colleagues and voted against it. That's why many groups like CDT, the ACLU, and others have sounded off and noted some concern with Sessions and his nomination. You know, there's a letter just out, on Monday that points out some of the concerns that he poses for privacy. So it's certainly something that we should expect to hear at the confirmation hearing this week.
Is it going to be a liability, do you think, to him in terms of getting confirmed?
It's certainly not going to be easy, but the question remains as to where the rest of the Trump administration stands on some of these issues. You know, many of the candidates that Trump has put up, whether it's Sessions for Attorney General or Mike Pompeo for the CIA, they've said pretty critical things when it comes to encryption, when it comes to some of the privacy protections that Silicon Valley seeks. I'm sure plenty of members of Congress will raise those issues, Democrats in particular, and there's a pretty big coalition of folks in the libertarian part of the Republican Party who share Silicon Valley's concerns with privacy. But whether that's alone to sink a nomination depends on, you know, the political winds of the moment. And at least for right now, it doesn't seem like that alone is going to do Sessions or really anybody else in.
Fair enough. Tony Rahm, senior tech reporter at Politico. Tony, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, remember the hot Nintendo toy of the holidays, the NES Classic Edition, with like all the games from the original, designed for people around the age of, oh, yours truly. Well, some enterprising people in Japan took all of those classic NES games and hacked them into the Japanese version of the nostalgic mobile system, the Game Boy. Pretty awesome. We tweeted the description of this hack from @MarketplaceTech. The National Center for Women and Information Technology says that in 2015, only about a quarter of the computing workforce was made up of women. Part of the issue is that not enough women are getting jobs as programmers and software developers. Part of it is that women aren't keeping those jobs. Well, this month, a coding academy in New York called the Flatiron School launched a partnership with the cosmetics company Birchbox to award new scholarships to women. Rebecca Rombaum is Flatiron's VP of Career Services. Rebecca, thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
All right. So what's the idea behind these scholarships?
We think that diversity is valuable, really from two perspectives. One, learning, and two, as a value to the business where these graduates will ultimately end up. Birchbox has a great audience of women who might not think tech is for them. One part of solving this challenge is making it clear to folks who might not otherwise have considered careers in technology that this is something that they can do and might want to explore. Not saying this is definitely the career for everyone, but saying this is something that even if you weren't a great math student, might still be for you. Even if you're interested in pursuing a creative career, might still be for you.
Once they become educated in tech, women don't always continue on. How does the tech industry keep women working in this field?
That's a large question. I'll talk about two things specifically, though there's a lot to discuss here.
Uh-huh.
One thing that employers often do when they're hiring a new employee in the final steps of the process will ask, what are you making at your current job? Or what did you make at your last job? Paying everyone within a band that makes sense for their level of experience and their role, regardless of their past experience or their past pay, I think can do a lot to retain great talent.
Mm-hmm.
Creating inclusive cultures, you know, there's things you can do around that that are perhaps easier, but the problem is giant.
Yeah.
An inclusive culture really says to an employee, you're valued and what's important to you is important to us.
Money might be part of the barrier to entry for women entering the field, but it's not the only one. How do you help them succeed once they've decided to enroll in the Flatiron School?
There's a lot that we do at Flatiron School that's a little bit non-traditional for an education organization or school.
Uh-huh.
One of those things is called Feelings Friday.
Okay.
Where everyone gets together and sits in a circle and talks about how they're feeling about their journey.
Yeah.
A lot of times we'll find that female students harbor a lot of that doubt about themselves, and hearing all of their classmates say it, even the ones they thought were rocking it,
mm-hmm.
is so valuable for helping them understand, I can get there too. This other person who I think is so talented and technically advanced is feeling the same way I do. Wow.
Rebecca Rambaum is Vice President of Career Services at the Flatiron School. Rebecca, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
We posted information on Flatiron's program and other resources dedicated to getting more women into the tech industry at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.